they can put something in your body through a deceitful practice and fear campaign, get you to take it, and then here you are, a ticking time bomb until they want to pull the trigger. That is one of the many connections here. It's one of the things that they can do, and I think it's very dangerous, and it's a great reason to stay away from all vaccines. We're even seeing contaminations of graphene oxide in mass-produced injectables. So, you know, you're going in for a simple procedure. They want to inject you with some lidocaine to dull the area. Be careful. You know, definitely don't get a blood transfusion. Anything that goes in you with a needle, you're taking an enormous risk because you just don't know if that product has been tampered with or adulterated in some fashion, and you don't know what it's been adulterated with. I would never let anybody inject me with anything.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was researcher and now author John Lukacs. His new book, What Now? Recovering from a Tragic Mistake, is going to be a must read for those of you with loved ones who were foolish enough to take the bioweapon. There may still be hope for those people. And before I start this interview, I want to read just a snippet of an email from a friend whose heart is breaking because he too knows people who have taken the bioweapon. He writes, "I was shocked when my own brother, someone I've looked up to my entire life, told me he got the jab after talking to his doctor. My heart just sank. He didn't even give me a chance to talk to him about it, even though he knows I've been into medical freedom for years. He didn't want to hear the truth, so he avoided me. It still breaks my heart, and all I can do is pray that he got one of the placebos." Well, friends, even if the people you care about didn't get a placebo and did get a dangerous bioweapon, this interview in John's book about how to detox can certainly help a lot of people. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. With gold, you shield your gains from taxes, you keep the real value of your money, and you own a global asset, something tangible. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you back. Friends, we are under attack by the FDA and the revolving door of Big Pharma at the FDA. As you all know by now, the criminal FDA has approved the vaccine, the mRNA COVID jab, for babies, for infants as young as 6 months. It's unbelievable. And at this point, everybody probably knows someone who has been damaged or killed by this mRNA bioweapon. Now, in this interview, we are going to focus on solutions. My guest is John Lukacs. He's back. We had him on with Todd Callender and Dr. Pete Chambers not too long ago in a roundtable discussion about 5G. Well, John has a book. It's called What Now? Recovering from a Tragic Mistake. You can get the book for free, or if you want a hard copy, it's $20 and you'll be supporting the author. John wants this information out because the tragic mistake being made by so many people as we speak, those who run out and get the booster and those that are going to run out and get the death jab for their babies. Oh my God, friends, we need to help these people. We need to wake them up. And John's here to help us do that right now. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, John. Thanks.
Well, it's very good to have you back. I want to just start at the very beginning of this thing. The foundational premise of Big Pharma and Pfizer is that there's a boogeyman virus. We can't see it. We can't test it. We can't prove it exists, but we need to be very, very afraid of this thing. And because this thing is so deadly, this COVID boogeyman virus, we all need to go out and get a magical jab, the ingredients of which they will not reveal. And the FDA, in collusion with Pfizer, doesn't want anybody to have access to any of the data for 75 years. Fortunately, a federal judge said, nope, release all the documents now. And now we have the evidence that this thing truly is a bioweapon, and they knew it was going to hurt people. But the U.S. military and the powers that ought not be are saying, get the jab. It's safe, effective, nutritious, and delicious. John, are you as outraged as I am?
I have been for 2 years. I can't really, you know, believe how this happened, but, you know, I do understand how it happened. I think it's been planned for quite some time, but, you know, we're telling people a lot of stuff that it goes against probably two generations of what we've learned actually in medicine. But there's a lot of foundational problems. There are mistakes that have been made along the way where if you build upon them and you make assumptions and more theories and so forth, the problem of general misunderstanding in the medical community about some very basic stuff, like first year medical school stuff, just compounds and compounds until the problem is so bad that, you know, you can't make heads or tails of anything, and just about everything is a guess. And that's about where we are. And I think that's one of the reasons why this has been a hoax is so easy to perpetrate. They have provided the public with an entire vocabulary of words for which there are no set definitions. They're changing definitions. People are repeating a lot of stuff that they hear. And, you know, this is going on constantly where experts are giving opinions and talking about, you know, things like viral loads, you know, all the vocabulary involved in epidemiology and virology. And people are just unfamiliar with this vocabulary, and they don't bother to look up words. So they're using language very, very poorly. And it's creating a lot of misunderstanding. And I think that's part of it. I think the more confusion you can create with this, the better the scam works. So that's been something they've been trying to do very diligently since the beginning, is to provide a lot of conflicting information, make people very confused, and make experts sound like experts because they're sorting it out for a short time. But it's very contradictory, everything that's out there.
Yeah, you said scam, and that's exactly what this is. It's a scam with all sorts of different purposes. One of the purposes is a depopulation agenda by way of either killing people outright or making them infertile. As we know, whatever's in this quote unquote vaccine targets the testes in men and the ovaries in women. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Michael Yeadon, who you named here in this outline, I appreciate you sending me this. Michael Yeadon, the Pfizer whistleblower, has famously said and called this thing a bioweapon. Now, one of the problems is the actual recipe in the COVID injections is not consistent at all, as Michael Yeadon has also noted. When plotting out the injuries and the locations of the injuries on the XY axis, it becomes very clear that some of the vials are far more dangerous and deadly than others. So by virtue of these things not being consistent, that alone speaks to the nature of the plot, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, this is one of the things that makes the whole scam so believable. Why is it that some people get a COVID injection and they look fine, or they act fine, or they feel fine, and then there's another guy over here that just, you know, falls dead 15 minutes later? Or most people, if they're going to die, they're going to die within the first 14 days. So there's been an awful lot of death. I think people are, you know, they're in a an information bubble of their own making. Okay. So they might not have been aware of this. I know most people aren't, where you're subscribing to things, you're, you know, a Facebook person, you're this social media preference, whatever. And slowly you've created this situation where you may not have noticed it when it was happening, but your information is all coming through a filter that is pretty much the same filter. So that's why it can appear as if there is consensus or there's agreement in an area, even an area the size of the whole planet, about what's going on in the world. And you just somehow never leave this box because you don't doubt that stuff. You know, I want to bring up a point here about Michael Yeadon, because if you, you know, watch his testimonies that he gave in Reiner Fuelmix grand jury proceedings, one of the things that was, you know, the most damning about this whole thing, and very important to understand, is the actual capabilities that we'll just call them the enemy, okay, rather not put names on them. We all kind of know who these people are. But the enemy has a big problem with actually doing the things they're accused of doing. Let me clarify. I did a blog piece a while back with the help of somebody else, because there was an awful lot of arithmetic in it. But we went about trying to figure out, calling bullshit on the number of people that are vaccinated, right? They claimed that it was this number. Here's the nuts and bolts, the real where the rubber hits the road. You have to manufacture a product. The product is a liquid. Now, you can envision the most complicated manufacturing process in the world that you want to about what's in those bottles. But, you know, at the end of the day, that stuff has to be produced. And it's not just vaccine formulation. There are several different brands. There are bottles. There are rubber caps on the bottles, aluminum or steel rings that seal them. There's a lot of product here, and the manufacturing capacity is a bottleneck of unbelievable proportions. Their biggest problem is probably creating bottles, not even creating vaccine. All right. So it came out to an outrageous number. You know, we took, you know, like a reasonable, estimate of what the manufacturing plant capability might be for, you know, how many vials, how many doses can you churn out of this thing per minute, per second? It would take about 4.5 million years to triple vaccinate 7 billion people. That's how ridiculous a claim it is that we've got most of you.
Well, and let me interject. At the World Economic Forum, I believe it was, the CEO of Moderna lamented about how they've lost control of the narrative to the degree that they can't get people to take their vaccine, and therefore they have to dispose of 30 million doses, according to him. So yeah, I agree with you. How many people have taken this damn bioweapon in the first place? But now, wait a minute. Let me just say this too. We just had dinner with old friends who we haven't seen in a decade, and they're a wonderful couple. We like them very much. The topic of COVID came up because both of their careers turned in a little bit of a different direction when they were working from home. And because they were talking about COVID, they mentioned that they both got the vaccine and they're both double boosted. And my heart sank.
Yeah.
My heart absolutely sank because they're on the other side of the political aisle. So there's no way I can inform them or dissuade them, or there's nothing I can do in that moment when you're out to dinner with friends. Okay. There's nothing you can do or say. And I'll tell you the other part of the funny story is that I had brought along, this is a true story, I brought along a bottle of Z-Stack, Dr. Zev Zelenko's Z-Stack, to give them as a gift. And that was the perfect opportunity for me to say, and I didn't say, sorry, you took the vaccine, it's a bioweapon, you're going to die. I didn't go there. But I said, hey, if you guys start to feel ill again in the fall or whatever, this is a gift. It's Z-Stack. It's great stuff. And you know what I should have done, John? I should have given them this product, Z-Detox, which has NAC, zinc, ECCG, vitamin D, vitamin C, but I didn't have that with me. And friends, I'll leave a link below because this conversation with John is all about detox. And John has some additional, more detailed protocol for those who have taken the bioweapon. So if your friends or family have taken the bioweapon, stay tuned. That information is coming right up. But John, we need to detox these people. The people who have taken this thing, we need to inform them that they've made a very tragic decision. You know, in the case of the people that we really love and want to help, we could advise them to go to howbadismybatch.com and they could find out if they got one of the really dangerous versions of this thing.
Right, right. Yeah, what I was about to say was, in treating toxic exposure, because that's what this is. I go into great detail in my book with a couple of opinions people think are extreme, like there's no such thing as a virus or there's no such thing as COVID. We could debate that all day long, but I would say that, you know, there's plenty of evidence to support those assertions. So I'm just going to kind of gloss right over that. What's important to understand is that what we're treating here is not an illness. We're not trying to track down a virus and kill it. We're not preventing viruses from taking hold. What we're doing is we are remedying a toxic exposure of unknown severity, and in some cases, quite variable combinations of poisons, and these poisons are very serious poisons. So one of the things that, you know, Michael Yeadon made really clear in his testimonies was that it takes about 7 years to scale up production of any pharmaceutical to the degree where, you know, you can mass produce it beyond, you know, what you need for a trial, maybe a couple of 100,000 doses. And they never did that. Because they never did that, what you have is a bunch of guys out there. I mean, just think of the worst, you know, picture in your head you can come up with. There's a bunch of guys out there filling bottles with something, right? Just to have bottles filled with something. And then the only way that they can make something super toxic or conduct the experiments with particular ingredients, particular pathogens, particular things that they want to look at in a human population. In other words, they're testing us. They're testing on us now without our knowledge or consent. The only way they can do this is to pick a few lots and then track those lots, where they go, who took them, and watch those people if they can through pharmacovigilance reporting, right? So they're spiking lots. So the hot lots, the ones that are the worst, comprise maybe about 5% of the total. And it's still a lot. You know, you have somewhere around 17,000 different lot numbers. So, you know, we're talking quite a few lot numbers, but they're in varying degrees of severity. So when you go to how bad is my batch, what you're looking at is various reports that have come back with a specific lot number attached to them. All right. So that's why you go there, to just see where you are on that list or where you would have been if your lot number had shown up there, because they're sequential and you can tell a lot from lot numbers. So when this confirms that, you know, this is like the evil stuff is in a bin somewhere, and every once in a while somebody opens that, puts their hand, and it pulls out something and throws, you know, a little booger in the mix. And that's what's out there. So when I'm trying to treat something, I have to kind of figure out, you know, what's possible. All right. What are all the stuff they published that's in there? What are the independent labs saying that they have found that is unpublished? And I've got a really good list here. I've got pretty much every ingredient in this vaccine. And the other thing was, and nobody's done this. I think, to my knowledge, I'm the only one that's done it. I've gone back with, you know, PhD level medical team that I assembled after my first book. And we've come up with logical drugs. Logical drugs in pharmacology are ones which address a mechanism of action of pathology and with an opposing mechanism of action. So it is poison antidote. If I know all the things that are potentially in this vaccine, I pick out all the active components, ingredients, and I neutralize, destroy, or in some way disable them, then what you have is an antidote to a poison. And I don't think I've left anything out. We've gone through all the papers for, you know, about two decades that track the progress of how this thing was created. And nobody's looking there for answers that I've heard speak. So I think I'm the only one that's done that. That's what makes me just a little bit different. You know, in terms of what's in my recommendations, it's very simple, because right from the start, since I just really am distrustful of pharma, as you should be, I wanted most of this to be natural substances as much as possible. And I managed to come up with a list of about, you know, six critical ones, a few others. They're all over-the-counter vitamins, easily obtainable. I've even got a supplier that makes very high-quality vitamins that, you know, if you want to ensure that everything you buy is high quality, you can go there. Two pharmaceuticals. So, you know, we could run down that list really quick. And if you want to talk about any one of those particular ingredients, what it does or anything like that, we can go into that.
Yeah. In just one second, we're going to I'll show it right now. People can take a look at part of this detox protocol. But you said you think that you know at least some of the ingredients. I think you said most or all, but nobody else.
I know
seems...
all of them. I think got all of them in all four brands.
Okay. But how do we reconcile the fact that some of the vials are more dangerous than others? I mean,
they have more of one thing than another.
Okay. So graphene oxide, is that one of the components?
Graphene oxide is definitely in there. And in my book, I even tell you where it comes from, you know, who's got the contract of producing it. It is in even the saline. Pfizer recommends in their instructions that the vaccine be administered with a special Pfizer saline. It is highly probable. I haven't tested that stuff. I don't know how I can get my hands on it, but It is highly probable that that's, you know, contaminated with graphene oxide, because that's like all the rage in medicine now. They are putting graphene oxide in everything. And the reason for that, I go into some detail on in other places, but it's making people's bodies electrically conducive. It's making them a lot more sensitive to EMS for that reason. They're making them repeaters, like things in the Internet of Things. So an EMF signal from a cell tower will bounce from skull to skull to skull. And when it hits a person that has a significant amount of this graphene oxide in their body, all the vaccine materials literally light up like Christmas trees. They get very active. They start self-assembling, morphing into other things, because they're mostly like the most toxic contents in there, the stuff that causes all the blood clotting and everything, are a whole host of liquid crystals, believe it or not. And the thing that they produce are little sensory arrays that are actually able to transmit and receive telemetry. And so that's what the idea is. The graphene oxide just provides the wiring. They call it a process telephoresis, where the graphene gets excited by EMF energy and it starts assembling little hookups to take all these liquid crystal components and stitch them together into nanosensory arrays that can produce, monitor, and transmit this telemetry. The whole idea is that they're going to be able to just read you like a device. That's what you're becoming, is a device. And people respond differently to this. It progresses at different rates. So you have some people getting a lot of this stuff and keeling over sooner. And you have other people that, they get a little bit and it just progresses slowly. So, you know, the more of these injections you get, the more closer you are to having a huge problem, whether or not you're getting MNRA and genetic damage and all that other stuff. There's probably, less of that in there than people realize. These formulations, they break down and lose as much as 40% of their potency from the time they are manufactured to the time they actually get in an arm. And if people are worried about expirations, you want expired vaccines if you're going to risk this, because your best bet is to get one that's so spent, expired, that it's not going to hurt you, because there's absolutely nothing organic or beneficial in it. I think sucrose is the only thing that is not dangerous, and it's a tiny little constituent of the 200 or so other ingredients you might find in there.
We are truly living through a horror show, a science fiction film, a dystopian science fiction film, and the madmen are in control. And, the good guys like Michael Yeaton and others, whistleblowers, God bless them, because, this is an epic struggle for the future of humanity. And you said that who has the contract for producing graphene oxide. Can you reveal that?
I do name it. It's, I think it's this Chinese manufacturing firm. I've got the patent number and everything in the book if people want to go look that up. So it is a confirmed ingredient. It is a COVID-19 excipient. That's what they call it. And the contract to produce this stuff for the pharma industry is on file, on record, and the patent lays out how they do it.
Oh my God. These people are so satanic. All right. Let's talk about detox. The name of the book, guys, What Now? Recovering from a Tragic Mistake. And that's exactly what it is. Boy, I sure wish my friends who we went out to dinner with did not take this thing. They have no idea that it's a bioweapon, but they also think Biden is a great president. All right. Take us through this list here. It's certainly a detailed list of ways to detox.
Right. So the title is actually What Now? Recovering from a Tragic Mistake. And if you type that into your search engine, probably anything other than Google, it's going to be right at the top. Google used to not even show it. Now I think it's a little ways down, but you can find it. All right. So the first thing that I talk about, some of these things are more important to others and more important to people that take particular brands. Okay. But sodium bicarbonate is just regular baking soda. Okay. So there are a lot of books and authors you can find that talk about alkalizing strategies. I've done this, so I can tell you from experience, everything that you eat and all pharmaceuticals, they're all very acidic. Fast food, processed food, lots of acid in that. Your body really needs to be a little bit alkaline to run properly. And when it gets very acidic, this is a scale from 1 to 14. So right around 7 is the middle. You want to be a little bit higher than that. I give, numbers in the book. But so if you were to just eat a little baking soda every day, and the stuff doesn't taste good, makes everything kind of sour. What I do is I take gel caps that are empty. I buy them off the internet in a big vat, and then I fill my own capsules by just packing a little container with baking soda and filling capsules. You don't have to be very accurate about it. Just, you know, dip half the capsule in there and assemble it. I eat about 12 of those a day. And I, you know, pee on little strips that, you know, take a measure of your pH. And if you do this, you'll find how much it fluctuates. But I, when I began, realized that, geez, these strips are telling me that, you know, my pH level is very acidic. It's down around 5 even. And a lot of people will be shocked to find out that that's where they are as well. And it's quite a job to get that equalized. But it's very helpful for a lot of different reasons. And I don't go into too many of those because so many other authors have. I just recommend that and give you some places to look for more information. So getting the second one, vitamin D3 is very important. But remember, vitamin D3 is not just a vitamin, it's a hormone. So there is a little bit of a flip side to this. But for vaccine injured people, it's a necessary evil. The guys that were coming down with what they call COVID, long COVID, repeated COVID, and getting killed by hospitals, because that's what hospitals have become, mortuaries. They all were found, the people that were kicking off and the versus the people that were walking out. The difference was their vitamin D levels. Okay. So, you know, I encourage vaccine injured or people that all of a sudden become vaccine injured or somehow end up in a hospital or somewhere with a COVID diagnosis, to immediately start working on their vitamin D3 levels, get them up. So, you know, 5,000 IU gel capsules, I would take one of those a day at least. There is a measurement and a test, a blood test that you can do to find out what your levels are. And, you know, that should really be north of, I think it's 90 nanograms per microliter of blood, something like that. And the people that were walking out had good vitamin D3 levels, and the people that ended up on vents had levels, you know, closer to like 10,000. So almost none. Everybody in this country anyway, and most places around the world, is vitamin D deficient by default. Because
especially in the winter, yeah, because there's no sunlight in the north.
Yeah.
They're indoors all the time, and they're vitamin D it's
even if epidemic. It was sunny and you stood outside naked as much as you had daylight, you would not get enough during the winter. So flu season comes about as a result of this, many people say, and really, I agree, it ought to be called low vitamin D season, not flu season. But I should point out here that, you know, flu is not an illness. Colds and flus, this is one of the big mistakes medicine made. A cold and a flu is a forced expiratory process. It is the way that the body eliminates toxins that build up over time. And your body continually works on this as a process, okay? And you're excreting toxins through all the various ways, through urine, through perspiration, through exhaled breath, defecation. And so all these methods are normal and natural. And it's not a sickness, because even if you could somehow be put in a sterile bubble or something where you're exposed to nothing, if you're taking processed food from outside that bubble and eating it, you are going to experience a cold or flu. If you've never seen another human being or another bat or another whatever in your life, and you know, these illnesses, they don't jump species. That's another bunch of hokum. It's impossible biologically, and they just lie about that. But what people need to understand is a cold and flu is a normal function. It's like, if I was to tell you a good analogy, sweating is not an illness either, nor is any of the other things: urination, defecation, breathing, spitting, blowing your nose. You know, but by the logic you're being given, anytime you sweat, you know, you should get a vaccine for that, because it's abnormal. That's what it amounts to. So, you know, vitamin D3 is great. What it does actually is this spike protein that is either injected into you or created as a result of a genetic alteration. Is an aggravating synthetic element which causes inflammation all over the body. And it does this by attaching to the ACE2 pathway in a cell membrane. When I was challenged with this problem, like, what do we do about this spike? You know, I was told there's three ways to approach it. You know, you can destroy it, you can disable it, or you can give it something else to do. Turns out destroying it is pretty much, I haven't found a way to do it. Can't really disable it, but it's fairly easy to give it something else to do, or give it so much to do it can't, you know, take hold. So we're kind of in a race. We don't know how many of these things are being produced in a given person, or how much of a dose they may have gotten, a shot like Johnson & Johnson was given out, where there's supposedly no mRNA in it. All we know is that there's a lot of this stuff in there if we see inflammation and blood clotting and things like this. And what this does is it creates more ACE2 pathways on the surface of a cell membrane, which is a finite area. But the spike protein attaches to the ACE2, and it destroys that port. Okay, that is like the gas cap on a car. That's where good things come in, nutrients come in. When you plug that up with a whole bunch of spikes, that cell experiences cell death. It starves. If you can create more ports, more ACE2 pathways, you allow that, you buy time, basically. So nurses found this out, and doctors in the hospitals were saying, oh, no, don't check him for vitamin D3. Don't give him vitamin D3, because everything the doctors are being forced to do in their COVID protocols is the antithesis of what you should do.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, they're death protocols. And just to be real clear,
doctors
and many of these nurses are absolutely complicit. They're guilty of murder because many of them figured out pretty quickly what was going on here, and they continued with the protocols anyway.
And many of them were being replaced with very, you know, basic educated people or National Guard or whoever can, you know, basically join the needle brigade. They don't really have any experience, but nurses typically know so much more than the doctors that lord over them, like, you know, like tyrants. So the nurses, some of them, they would go, and I talked to a few nurses, you know, what I found out was some of them were cheating the instructions they were being given because they were generally concerned about the patient, whereas the doctor's just turning tables, right? So they would give them vitamin D3, and those are the people that walked out, and everybody else ended up on a vent. So there's got to be something to D3, and upon investigation, this is what it is. That's what I found out. So vitamin D3 is important, but on the back end, if you look really hard, you'll find some research that says it's, you know, taking excessive hormone, okay, is going to give you like joint problems and things in the future. I'm sorry. It's a necessary evil. I haven't found a better way to do this.
Well, let me ask you this. I take vitamin D3 every day. What's the dosage you'd recommend? Is it 5,000? Is it one?
Well, if you're vaccinated, you're taking between 5,000 and 10,000 a day for at least 3 months. And there's a little bit of a penalty you're going to pay 20 years from now. But hey, you know, at least you get there. If you don't, and you're severely vaccine injured, you're probably not going to see 20, 30. Some of these people, some of the people I'm talking to, like, you know, one-on-one, I wonder if they're going to see, you know, the next 5 years. You could just escalate and go downhill very, very fast once a critical point is reached. So,
well, John, let me just jump in and ask you a question, though. I have joint problems now. I have knee problems. And more on that, guys, I've got an outside-the-box solution that I'm pursuing, and it's going to be very dramatic. It's either going to work or it won't work, but it's not a knee replacement. I'm not going down that avenue. But vitamin D3, I've been taking vitamin D3 for many years. How does that contribute to joint problems? I had no idea that was a possible outcome.
I think the guy that gets into this the best is Dr. Tom Cowan. He has a lot of webinars, and if you, you know, search through some of those, you'll find him talking about this frequently. And he wrote a book, the name of it I can't think of right at the moment. He's written a couple of books, but in one of them, he talks a little bit about this. And, you know, it's a heavy subject. There's a lot to get into. But, you know, for me, I was looking at, you know, how is there any other way to get around this? And I don't see any way around it. So I don't think that, you know, for normal people, you should be taking vitamin D3 every day. I think you should, you know, supplement a little bit, and 5,000 IU gel capsules is quite a lot. I think that, you know, for people that are suffering with a marauding spike protein infestation, I don't know any better way to slow it down. You know, you have to just kind of weigh your costs and benefits there, and do what's best as you feel for you.
Okay. Well, I see NAC on the list. I take NAC every day. How about Monolaurin? What is that? I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Monolaurin is actually made from coconuts, and this destroys lipid nanoparticle envelopes. This is really big. Okay. I haven't heard anybody talk about Monolaurin. If you ever get, you know, flu-y or sicky, and, you know, you feel like you need an antibiotic, don't go get an antibiotic. Take a couple of Monolaurin pills and you'll find that it disappears just as fast. This lipid nanoparticle envelope is the delivery vehicle for the genetically destructive material, the mRNA, that is supposedly in a lot of these vaccines. All right. So the Pfizer and the Moderna ones, they are doing genetic damage because they include sequences in there which infect a cell. They change the, you know, the instructions for producing another cell. They pass that along. And just like a virus does, this messenger mRNA changes your cell's basic construction and turns it into a spike protein factory. So that stuff, if it was just injected into you, would be destroyed by your body's immune system immediately. Any protein is not supposed to be there. The immune system will attack it and destroy it. It's like almost instantaneous. But because it's in a polyethylene glycol bubble, the body can't see it. And the body, you know, it doesn't know that there's anything wrong there until the payload is delivered. So if we take this bubble away, we pop it and we expose the contents, that mRNA, to the body will just destroy it. So that is very important for deactivating the genetic stuff that's in the vaccines. N-acetylcysteine, you know, the FDA attacked this one quite a bit. It's getting harder to find. Amazon doesn't let nutraceutical providers include it in the things that they sell on Amazon, but you can still buy it. You can still find it in drugstores and whatnot. And so NAC combined with vitamin C, and real vitamin C, not ascorbic acid, which is, you know, like a mass produced partial molecule. You know, this is going to create or stimulate the production of glutathione. So glutathione detoxes graphene oxide. So it is a combination there that you take. And bromelain is the other big one. Bromelain, there's not a lot of research you're going to find on bromelain, but that comes from pineapples. So as with Monolaurin, if you're allergic to coconuts, you probably shouldn't take Monolaurin. If you're allergic to pineapples, don't take bromelain. But provided you're not allergic to either, bromelain and NAC will inhibit spike protein binding. It's a long conversation how it does that, but there's cell signaling that goes on. It gets in the middle and mucks up that communication. And it breaks up blood clots as well as any natural substance I've found. There may be better ones out there. And part of the thing I'm hoping for here is that somebody will look at this with more knowledge than me and maybe improve upon this recipe. But that's the one that I found. I was looking for something to attack all the processes that are detrimental to health that are caused by the vaccines. So these are the combinations.
Very interesting. Let me say one thing here. Yeah. So guys, biofieldexpert.com, I guess, is one of the nutritional supplement stores where you can get some of this stuff. Yeah. One thing I want to share with the audience is that botanical vitamin C is available from sgtsuperfoods.com.
There you
now,
go.
If you go to your average store, Target, whatever, you're going to get ascorbic acid vitamin C. You want the botanical vitamin C, so you can get that specific thing from sgtsuperfoods.com. And guys, when you spend $75 or more, you'll get a $50 voucher toward that purchase. So essentially, you're going to get $50 of stuff for free, sgtsuperfoods.com. Okay, bromelain, I did not know about that. Zinc, we know about that. It's in Z-Stack and in the Z-Detox products. Selenium, that's a no-brainer. Quercetin, Dr. Z says that's the delivery system to get the zinc, vitamin D, and vitamin C into the cell. Elderberry, tell us about elderberry.
Elderberry's the oldest medicine there is. I mean, you know, it's been around forever. Elderberry is just a good antioxidant. Okay, so I threw it in there for good measure. Courtesan, I have a lot of problems with. Courtesan, most of the evidence that's out there on courtesan ignores the fact that it has a half-life that is so short that pretty much no matter how much you eat, it's out of your body in 2 hours. I can't see, due to the bioavailability issues, how many of the claims made about courtesan can possibly be real, because when you look at the papers on them, most of them are conducted in a petri dish, and that's not the same as results that you get in the body. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, it won't hurt you. I wanted to include it because I didn't want somebody to, because everybody loves courtesan. I didn't want everybody to think that I omitted this somehow. I take it if you want to, but it's not doing much in terms of vaccine injury. The big ones here are highlighted. And calcium is another one for anybody that took the Janssen vax, because Janssen includes EDTA, and EDTA drastically lowers calcium. This is one of the reasons why people who took a Janssen vaccine and ended up in a hospital with so-called COVID ended up dead, because they were given Remdesivir on top of that. Remdesivir, we know, causes kidney and liver failure almost immediately. And the reason for that reduced condition of both of those organs is the EDTA in Janssen vax. It depletes your calcium so fast you have none, and calcium deficiency will kill you. All right, so that's that. Now, there are two prescription-only medications that I recommend for people who get on this very early. Hydroxychloroquine enhances the function of lysosomes. So they process waste and cellular debris, and they aid in cell death when a cell needs to die, when it's not doing its job anymore and it needs to go. Hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine, that's what that does. But, you know, if you got your vax 6 months ago, I don't know how well this is going to work for you. It's kind of like an early option, but take it. Just get a doctor's instruction on that. Ivermectin is the big one. I mean, if you can't get anything on my list, get ivermectin. Okay. Ivermectin is so, so important. And from what I understand, Tennessee is making it available over the counter without a prescription, but telemedicine doctors will prescribe it. And in my book, I tell you how to get around pesky pharmacies, don't want to give it to you and all that stuff. But the vaccine products, they contain a lot of different parasites. So we found microfilaria, we found Toxoplasma gondii, Trypanosoma bruzi, Trypanosoma cruzi. Michael Keenan said Escherichia coli. It doesn't matter. Any parasite, even those manufactured hydras that you hear a lot about, those are all destroyed instantly. The other two things that these vaccines do that ivermectin takes care of is it takes care of the vaccine-induced AIDS, right? The autoimmune deficiency, because you know that is caused by a couple of evil glycoproteins, right? The HIV, GP120 and GP41. It disables that, and it also stops the proliferation of cancer by disabling important A and beta. I have this in my book. So, you know, you don't want an increased risk of cancer. You don't want to suffer from immunodeficiency problems, and you don't want parasites. And ivermectin takes care of all of these things. So that is a big one. It's the first thing you got to do. You got to get your hands on that.
Yeah. No wonder they don't want us getting our hands on ivermectin. And the criminal FDA waging war on NAC, waging war on all that is good and decent and wholesome and pro-human. Isn't that just the way it goes in a dystopian world like the one we live in? And I should say here before we let you go, John, you wrote, and I think you're right, select vaccine products or product lots are known to be spiked with various varieties of microbubbles that either contain abhorrent mRNA sequences or live pathogenic material. This is where the medical side of biowarfare intersects with 5G. Let's touch on 5G and your concerns about it as it pertains to our overall health and as it pertains to the connection between 5G and these mRNA vaccines.
Okay, so a microbubble is kind of like a lipid nanoparticle envelope, but these are, I think, some of the ways that some of that stuff comes out of the evil safe we talked about and ends up spiked in a vax lot here and there. They can put any kind of pathogen inside these tiny structures. And I've seen video that's been taken through the microscope lens of what happens when these things are exposed to a resonant frequency, which causes them to burst in much the same way a very talented opera singer could break a crystal glass by singing at it. So it just simply vibrates. And if you know how that bubble is, what frequency it needs or cannot tolerate, a microwave is just a note. Okay. So you sing that note and the thing bursts and whatever payload is inside of it gets out. And what you see under the microscope when you watch this process happen is the contents attack a cell immediately. They go right through it like arrows. The cell turns black, dies. It continues through a whole string of cells. So it's like an invading army that they release. Now, this stuff could be floating around in you, dormant, not doing any damage, pretty much benign, until you walk under the right cell tower where they want an outbreak to happen. And, Dr. Buttar, Rashid Buttar, has recently stated publicly that he's discovered patents that cite these micro bubbles are in some of these vaccines. And I haven't seen this, and in the videos I've seen, he hasn't named the actual papers. I'm looking for them myself, but I have no reason to doubt him. He's really on the right side of things. So what could be in here? Well, we could have Marburg, we could have smallpox, we could have any number of things. What we're seeing right now is massive spikes in cancers and in hepatitis. And, I don't really believe there's any monkeypox cases out there. I think they're making that up. But the idea is possible because we're seeing a lot of shingles. If you can put something in here, he said that the paper specified three pulses between 16 and 18 gigahertz lasting 1 minute each. And now you have a problem. 5G is not for your cell phone. It's not for downloading movies fast or anything like that. In fact, your cell phone has no 5G pickups in it. I've taken them apart and looked at them. I've talked to people that work on it. There's no 5G stuff in your devices. They are in the cell towers. So they're broadcasting wavelengths, and I can only assume selectively. Like whoever's in control of this, they're going to say, hey, we don't like these people over here. We're going to take this big city, big population, and we're gonna release a problem over there. And if it's got a significant vaccinated population, that problem could actually manifest. So this is, the scientific mechanical way that they can put something in your body through a deceitful practice and fear campaign, get you to take it. And then here you are, a ticking time bomb until they want to pull the trigger. That is one of the many connections here. It's one of the things that they can do. And I think it's very dangerous, and it's a great reason to stay away from all vaccines. We're even seeing contaminations of graphene oxide in mass-produced injectables. So, you're going in for a simple procedure. They want to inject you with some lidocaine to dull the area. Be careful. Definitely don't get a blood transfusion. Anything that goes in you with a needle, you're taking an enormous risk because you just don't know if that product has been tampered with or adulterated in some fashion, and you don't know what it's been adulterated with. I would never let anybody inject me with anything.
Yeah, no, I agree. You mentioned monkeypox. What a joke. America recorded 16 monkeypox cases last week, and they say bringing the total nationwide, John, get this, to 65.
There have been less than 200 actual confirmed cases of monkeypox ever.
It's insane.
And they all came out of the Congo. These guys are following the COVID playbook step by step, only they're accelerating it much faster. Instead of taking a year to go through all the drills of, oh, it might be a bioweapon, oh, it might be this, oh, it might be, they're just running through it. And I think on Thursday, Tedros Adhanom is about to, announce it as a pandemic. He's high. There's nobody believing this. Nobody. And this is the thing I want everybody to get. One of the most important things. Stop watching television. Stop listening to these people, because they have to inflate everything to such a degree it's absolutely not feasible or possible that it could actually be what they're saying, anywhere near it. So they are lying about everything to make the problems seem bigger, themselves seem bigger, and their successes seem greater. When they brag, they're lying just as bad. So ignore everything that comes out and go, look, I dare you, give me monkeypox. See if I didn't get a vaccine, I'll never see it.
Yeah. Now, it is a tyrannical medical new world order system. And it's pharmakia. It's not medical. It's not actual medicine. It's pharmakia. It's witchcraft. If you want to speak to or interview John, you can reach him at 949-929-9151 and leave him a message. And it's important for you all to know you can get a copy of his book, What Now? Recovering from a Tragic Mistake, right here at printshopcentral.com. And I will leave this link below. John, you're giving away the book for free in PDF format, I believe, but people should also support you and get a hard copy to share with friends and family. And they can do that by what? Adding it to the cart here for $20?
The price is a little high for a paperback that's 250 pages, but I did this because I'm kind of poor. So I'm actually very poor. I don't get paid for any of this work. So this price allows me to put another one back on the shelf after you buy it. And someday it might give me a little skim, but I'm not making money off the books. I'm just trying to keep books on the shelf. Another way you can donate to me, PayPal stopped my account because of the work I do, like reasons you would expect, right? But I picked up a thing called Cash App. And if you know about that, you download that on your phone and you can send me money through the hashtag. It's a $ and then three words, had enough yet. So I use this money to buy lab equipment and supplies and, you know, continue what I'm doing, keep the website up, which costs a few $100 each year and that sort of thing. It's all very helpful, but it kind of keeps me going. Also one other thing I would really like, I've just now, cause it's been about 8 months since this book has been out. I've just now started to get some positive feedback. People are sending me thank you letters because they say they're on my program. They were messed up and now it's working. I need all that kind of information I can possibly get. I have never solicited success stories because I didn't expect to see them for about this long, but, I'm really interested in them now. And if you're doing this and you're having success, you want to share your case history with me or even talk to me. I've done Zoom calls with a few people from various places around the world. I'm happy to do that. And I really want to see this information, especially if you're a doctor. Out of all the doctors that have asked for, identified themselves and asked for my book, I'm looking for their feedback. And none of them have said squat to me. They don't evaluate it. They don't contest it. None of them. They're totally silent. I need, you know, to hear from you guys, but doctors aside, the people that are using my book and the people that are considering it need some positive reinforcement. So if I think all the feedback I've gotten has been overwhelmingly positive. Now I'm interested in negative stories too, but I just want stories. I just want to know from people. I want to hear from you. So send me an email and tell me how it's going for you. And I promise I'll answer all those emails and I'll keep your identity safe. And I just want to know.
Well, it's a labor of love for you to have put this thing together. What Now? Recovering from a Tragic Mistake. We all know people who've done it. My mother-in-law did it. My mom did it. My neighbor did it. And the folks we went out to dinner with the other night, they did it. Double jabbed and double boosted. I couldn't believe it when they said it, but they love Joe Biden. So I guess it all makes sense. And you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. But we'll keep trying, John. We'll just keep trying. That's what we do because we love humanity, right?
I just want the world I remember to come back. And it's still here. It's just been a little, it's taken a beating, but we're all still here. And I think the jig is up and more people don't go along with this than do. That's part of the lie here. Be one of those guys. Just if you do nothing else, say no. Just stop complying. They need that. Don't comply. It's the easiest thing people could do. Just say no. And believe me, somebody behind you in line agrees with you. I've found that to be true more times than not.
Yeah, that's the best advice we can give people. Stop complying with the tyranny. That's the only way we can lose our liberty and our health, really, essentially. Although
if we give it up with 5G. Willingly.
But yeah, if we comply, we lose. Yep. All right. Our guest has been John Lukacs. Thanks, John. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Sean, so much.
Hey, friends, support the author, will you? I'll leave the link below. Buy a hard copy of the book for $20. You should have it on hand for yourself or buy several copies to hand out to friends and neighbors who don't know the truth. I want to thank you all for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. I'm also going to leave a link to SGT Superfoods below and to the Z-Stack Detox product. So much good information in this one, guys. I really appreciate John coming on, and I appreciate all of you for tuning in every single day for free. For real news at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
It's because Pence was absolutely controlled. This is no different than somebody standing behind you with a pistol. You're going to say this. The jury deliberates and the foreman stands up and there's somebody behind them with a gun saying, you're going to say this or I'm going to blow you away. For Pence, it was, you're going to certify it a certain way, or tonight, a tape of you and that boy leaks out.